You're listening to a podcast from Victory. What is the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives? Find out in week 3 of the Apostles' Creed.
Good morning po sa inyo lahat. Today, just like what Pastor Dean said, we're continuing with this series entitled Apostles' Creed. Okay, so the Apostles' Creed is actually created because of several reasons in the old times. Okay, yung mga early apostles po yung gumawa nun. And before we talk about that, okay, before we talk about the discipleship that God allowed to happen in the past, in the Bible times, let us first talk about the discipleship that God allowed to happen to us nowadays. Okay, so just yesterday, we had this convergence or gathering of Victory Group leaders and interns entitled Charge. Okay, that's the theme actually, but it's the Discipleship 2016 conference. This is our way of gathering all the Victory Group leaders and interns that we have all over Metro Manila and nearby towns and provinces so that we will be able to cast to them once more the desire that God has for us to make disciples. Okay, so kaya nga po here in Victory, we always say that we exist for two things. We are here to honor God and make disciples. And hindi po tayo magsasawa in casting that vision. And at the same time, it's very encouraging because in that particular celebration and particular gathering, we were able to see and witness that God is moving in different places here in Metro Manila. In fact, in that event, more than 10,700 Victory Group leaders gathered in that place. Okay, nangyari po yan sa MOA Arena. Okay, so this is such a big event for us because I think it's around 3 years ago pa po nung huling nag-gather yung mga Victory Group leaders that we have here in Metro Manila. And truly, we are amazed because God has been reaching out to more people and raising up more leaders so that more people will get discipled. So this is an encouraging thing for us. Can we give God a round of applause for that? Because the reality is we cannot do that by ourselves. Okay, discipling our nation, discipling people here in Metro Manila cannot be done by the pastors. It has to be done by everyone. Okay, so in fact, meron po tayong mga Victory Group leaders dito at interns. Can you raise your hand if that is you? Napalapa naman natin po sila. I just want to honor you for collaborating with us in discipling this generation. And more than 1,000 volunteers participated in this event. So we want to thank you. If you're one of those volunteers who made this possible, I want you to know that you really made the difference. Not only in this event, but also in the lives of the people na marireach out. Okay, ng mga leaders natin na umaten ng event na to. In the start of the conference, we started by reciting, by declaring certain verses that we believe is very essential for us to live out. And one of that is the infilling, okay, yung baptism of the Holy Spirit that God has decided for us. And I want you to know that yung pag-uusapan po natin today is very much related to that. So, pag-usapan na po natin. Okay, balik na po tayo sa Apostles' Creed. Sabi ko nga, this Apostles' Creed was actually instituted by the early disciples because of 3 reasons. Una is to define what they are trying to establish when it comes to their faith. They're trying to define so that it would be clear once and for all. Because during that time, there are a lot of people who are following God already. But somehow, their faith, their thinking, and their mindsets are quite different. So once and for all, they're trying to establish this is the standard. This is what we truly believe in. So para po pare-pareho, hindi po sila magkakaiba, hindi nalilito yung mga tao. At the same time, it's also a way for us to defend what we actually believe in. So, no one could say that heretica or magulo kalokohan yung sinasabi mo because this is what we are declaring. This is our statement of faith. Okay? This is our declaration. Okay? So, kaya po merong creed or parang panata. And at the same time, it is a declaration because as they confess it, they put their heart into it. They put their conviction and their action to it as well. So, yun po yung background nung Apostles' Creed. And today, can we do this? Can we recite this together with everyone, yung Apostles' Creed? Okay lang po ba? I think we're reciting it every week, pero para po maging familiar din tayo. So can we do this together? Sabay-sabay po tayo. Basahin natin. 1, 2, 3. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Okay, so this is the Apostles' Creed. And just to clarify, yung may na-mention po dyan na Holy Catholic Church or basically pertaining to the Universal Church. Okay, so we're not talking about the Roman Catholic Church. So, yun po yung nabanggit dyan sa Apostles' Creed. And for the past 2 weeks, we've been talking about the essential things, important things in this creed. So, hindi lang natin ito dinideclare. We're actually talking about the scriptures where this creed was based upon. Okay, so pinag-uusapan po natin dito yung word ni God, hindi lang yung declaration ng mga apostles. And on our first week, we talked about the Father, okay, our God the Father. And we realized that God the Father is the creator of all things. Okay, God is the creator of all things. By that, it means that there is purpose in His creation. So lahat po ng ginawa niya, including yung katabi nyo, diba, tingnan mo ng matindi, okay, tingnan mo ng seryoso, okay, may purpose si Lord dyan. There's a reason why that person existed and was created. Okay, masterpiece po yan ni Lord. Kahit po yung masterpiece na yan mukhang abstract. Okay, so may purpose pa rin po si Lord para sa buhay ng taong yan. At the same time, God is almighty. That means all power and authority is on Him. If there's anything that He wants to happen, nothing will stop Him. Okay, all things are possible through Him. That is our God because He is almighty. And He has the authority over all authorities na meron tayo sa paligid natin. And also, as a father, okay, syempre, He is always thinking of us for what is best for us. Ibig sabihin, we are assured that all this power, all this purpose that God has is ultimately directed towards what is good for us. So, hindi po tayo mag-worry na, baka yung plano sa akin ni Lord, baka mapasama pa ako, baka ipakasal niya ako dun sa ayaw ko, wag naman po Lord. Parang ganun. So, may confidence tayo that whatever His will is for us, it will always honor Him and it will always do best for us or do good to us. Okay? And then on the second week, sino pa sa inyo nandito na last week? We talked about Jesus, okay, God the Son, and we realized that Jesus is fully man or fully human. By that, it means that He can sympathize with us. He can relate with us. So if ever there are feelings, emotions, challenges that you're experiencing right now, He can relate. Because He lived like a human. He is human at one point in His life here on earth. Napagdaanan niya. So, alam mo na nakaka-relate sa iyo si God. Also, okay, He is fully God. That means He has the power to save us from all sins, from all problems, from all challenges that we are in. And Him being Savior, and at the same time, someone who can sympathize with us, He is also our Lord. That's why we are to submit to Him, surrender our lives to Him, obey His will. This morning, pag-uusapan po natin yung Holy Spirit. Okay, so I realize when you talk about the Holy Spirit, marami tayong opinions about this. But today, this is really encouraging for us because once and for all, marirealize na natin, maintindihan na natin, ano ba talaga yung ibig sabihin ni God when it comes to the Holy Spirit. Okay, and for us to be able to understand this, of course, we're gonna refer to the Word of God. Okay, mamaya babasahin natin sa Book of John. But I wanna first show you some comparisons of group pictures. Okay, I have here pictures of people and I want you to participate. Okay lang po ba? So itatanong ko lang sa inyo, kapag naglaban yung dalawang grupo na to, alin yung mananalo? Sino yung mananalo? Let's say, pag-usapang basketball. Pag basketball pinag-usapan natin and we see these two groups compete, sa tingin nyo sinong mananalo? Okay, yung mga mukhang foreigner po ba o yung mga batang naglalaro sa kalye? Yung mga foreigner, okay? Kasi obvious, may advantage sila when it comes to height, when it comes to their physique. Di ba? How about this? Fast food eating contest. Okay, how about those chubby guys over there? Okay, versus those lean women over there drinking. Sa tingin nyo, sino mananalo? Yung mga chubby, yung mga girls? Mga chubby. Ba't nakatingin kayo sa akin? Yung picture na tingnan nyo. Okay, so, how about this? Diba? Tug of war. Okay, yung mga wrestler, okay, pag tug of war, dun sa mga K-pop. Okay? Sino sa tingin nyo mananalo? Wrestler. Kasi obvious yung advantage. Diba? Yung mga muscle pa lang nila. Kayang-kaya na nila yan. How about this? Kung sa tingin nyo, this year, kunwari, magkaroon tayo ng Mr. Pogi 2016. Sino kaya ang mananalo? Yan. O, sina Daniel Padilla, si James, si Enrique, tapos yung mga pastors natin. Sino sa tingin nyo may advantage? Sino? Ayan, yung iba si James daw, yung iba yung mga pastor. Hindi ko naman po masising nalilito kayo. Okay, so, okay, kasi medyo walang masyadong advantage. Okay, so, I show that to you because clearly in life, okay, in different situations, people encounter different advantages. Okay, it may be a connected to their physical abilities or to their physique. It may be attributed to their physical attributes. It may be connected to their affiliation. Pero meron tayong mga advantage over some people. Now, the question that I have for you this morning is, could it be possible that God has given us an advantage and we are not aware of it? Could it be possible that God has given us an advantage yet we are not maximizing it? Today, we want to answer that question in relation to our preaching about the Creed or the Holy Spirit. We're going to read the Word of God again, as I said, in the book of John, chapter 14. In the background here is Jesus was about to die on the cross. Okay, so before siya na-arrest, parang nagbibigay siya ng huling habilin. Okay, and in his huling habilin, he was trying to encourage his disciples of what is about to happen. Kasi alam niya, he's gonna die on the cross eh. So he was giving them a promise. And here, we would see that this is the advantage that we are talking about. Okay, so let's read in verse 16. It says there, "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you." And then we jump in verse, in chapter 16, says there, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you." Let us pray. Lord, thank You for Your Holy Spirit is with us this morning. Lord, I pray that You would allow us, God, to encounter Him. Allow us, God, to understand Your Scripture. And allow us, God, to just relate with You through the Holy Spirit. This we claim in Jesus' name. Amen. Here in this church, here in Victory, we believe in the Holy Spirit. So ngayon pa lang po gusto kong malaman nyo, naniniwala po kami sa Holy Spirit. And at the same time, we believe that as the Scripture tells us, that it is an advantage for us to have the Holy Spirit. In fact, it is so interesting because Jesus Himself, okay, Jesus Himself said in the Scripture that it is to our advantage. And the first time that I encountered this Scripture, I want you to know that I wondered. Napaisip po ako kasi during this time, yung mga disciple, kasama na nila si Jesus Christ eh. So imagine niyo lang, parang siya yung Victory Group leader nyo. Siya siguro yung pastor na nagpipreach dito, naglilid sa kanila. Sino sa inyo naniniwala kayong matindi at magaling na leader si Jesus? Pag siya yung leader mo, nasa kanya ng lahat, wala ka nang hahanapin pa. But at this point, he was saying after leading them, allowing them to experience all the good things, after allowing the disciples to see the wisdom that Jesus has for them, he said that, "Guess what? I have something better in store for you. And in order for us to experience that, I have to go. But if I go, it is to your advantage." So parang, ha, meron pa bang titindi? Meron pa bang mas magandang mangyayari sa buhay namin other than kasama namin everyday si Jesus? But clearly in the Scripture, God, Jesus was trying to paint something. God was trying to set up the disciples for something that is better. In fact, it is so important that even when it comes to the Great Commission, which is to make disciples, to reach out to as many people as we can for God, He said that this Holy Spirit is very crucial as well. Says here in the book of Luke, says there, "And behold, I am sending the promise of the Father upon you. But stay in the city until," okay? Huwag kang gagalaw, huwag kang aalis hanggat hindi pa dumarating yung Holy Spirit until you are clothed with power from on high. Diba? We always say this here in Victory, go and make disciples. We are here to disciple the people around us. But Christ Himself is saying here, but wait, even before you make a move, wait for the Holy Spirit. It is to our advantage. Now, the question is, bakit ganun na lang kahalaga yung Holy Spirit? Or better yet, before natin pag-usapan kung gaano kahalaga tong Holy Spirit na to, itanong natin, who is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? Sino ba tong Holy Spirit na pinag-uusapan natin? First, I want you to know that in order for us to understand this, we have to first distinguish what is right from wrong. What is not true and what is true. So ngayon, let's start with this. Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is not a force. So whatever generation you came from, whether inabutan mo yung Star Wars 1 to 3, or Star Wars 4 to 6, or yung Star Wars 7, the Jedi's there would always say, may the force be with you. Diba? So, but I want you to see that the Holy Spirit is not a force. Okay? Yes, it may enable us to do certain things. It may even enable us to do the impossible things. But the Holy Spirit is not a force. He is not a force. Okay? Also, the Holy Spirit is not a ghost. Okay, yes, it is a spirit, but it's not a ghost. Sometimes parang we have the thinking that basta spirit, ghost yan. Ay, naku, may nakita ako. Nung isang araw, may nagpakita sa akin, there's this white thing that I saw in the peripheral of my eye. Oh, maybe it's the Holy Spirit. Okay? But I want you to know, the Holy Spirit is not a ghost. Also, He is not our conscience. For the more mature people in this room, maybe you still remember the Safeguard commercial when they're about to wash their hands or their kids, biglang lalabas si konsensya. They would say that this is the right thing to do, this is the wrong thing to do. But you know what? Yes, the Holy Spirit guides us, it convicts us of what is right from wrong, but He is not our conscience. Okay? Also, the Holy Spirit is not God the Mother. Okay, kasi God the Father, God the Son, God the Mother. Okay, so hindi po siya parang God family. Holy Spirit, we would realize later on who the Holy Spirit really is. Also, okay, ito yung pinipilit ko ring i-adjust in my English, okay, is that He is not an it. Because when you talk about the Holy Spirit, it is not a thing. He is someone. Later on, we would realize more of this, that this God that we have, who sent the Holy Spirit, He sent someone. Okay? Not an it, not a thing. Okay? Clear po ba? So, we go back again to the question, who is the Holy Spirit? The answer to that is that the Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is God. The Bible says there, in the scripture that we read, that when Christ was asking the Father for the Holy Spirit, He was saying that in this setup, there's three of us, actually. So, analyze po natin yung John 14. If you're gonna look at this, sabi doon, and I, it was Jesus who was speaking there. Okay? And I will ask the Father, which is God the Father, okay? And He will give you another helper, which is actually the Holy Spirit. This is an amazing scripture because it paints that there's actually Trinity in God. God the Father, God the Son, and God, Holy Spirit. These are the three persona of God. And I want us to understand that even Christ was trying to make us realize this. Minsan naridinig natin ito, but we're not just aware of it. So today, let's just zoom in for a while to the words, another helper. Because when you talk about another helper, in the original text, or yung sa Greek po niya, unang sinulat yan, it is actually worded as alios parakletos, which actually means yung alios po, another of the same kind, okay, and yung parakletos is helper, advocate, and comforter. This is interesting because when Jesus was trying to introduce this Holy Spirit, He introduced Him as another helper. There was a word another, and that another is alios, which is of the same kind. Ibig sabihin, it is of the same kind to Him. If Jesus is a God introducing this helper, okay, He was simply saying that this helper is not an it, but a God like me. It's another of the same kind. Okay? Of the same kind like God. Okay? And in the same way, He said that it is a helper. Yung parakletos po, an advocate, a comforter. And I want you to see the context of the disciples here. Sino ba yung nagko-comfort sa kanila? Sino ba yung tumutulong sa kanila for the longest time? Sino ba yung nag nagpo-promote ng right sa buhay nila all this time. It was Jesus all along. It was God who's promoting all these good things in their lives. And He was saying, I'm gonna send to you another one who is just like me. And that another is none other than the Holy Spirit. Thus, we could say that the Holy Spirit is God. What does it mean to us? It means that every time we pray to God, every respect that we give to Jesus, every respect that we give to God the Father, it's also meant to be given to the Holy Spirit. Yung flip side po nun, every time we reject the Holy Spirit, it also means we're also rejecting God. Every time we ignore, every time we don't allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, it's also like rejecting God. Because the Holy Spirit is God Himself. And that is the reality that the Scripture is trying to tell us. Scripture po yun. Okay? Ito yung pinapakita sa atin. And maybe for some of us, this is something new. Maybe for some of us here, this is something that is confusing. But the reality is, the Holy Spirit is God. And not only that, since, syempre, He is of the same kind, same being as God, the Father, the Son, okay, He is the same God, ibig sabihin, the Holy Spirit, kasi alam na natin na He is not a thing, He is a person. The Holy Spirit is a person. It says there in the Scripture that even the Spirit of truth, whom the world can't receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you. Okay? The Bible is saying that inside of us is the Holy Spirit. So maybe for some, talaga, nasa akin na ba yung Holy Spirit? Yes. For as long as you have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit resides in you already. There is no ritual that has to happen. Hindi po kailangan tumumbling, o kaya basahin yung Bible from cover to cover, kahit cover lang at cover yung binasa nyo. O kaya hindi nyo kailangan mag-pray from gabi hanggang umaga kasi nakakatulog ka sa umaga ng Amen. Diba? For you to be able to have the Holy Spirit. Because the moment you have accepted Christ, the Holy Spirit is already residing in your heart. Maybe you're not aware of it, but the reality is He is there. That's why the Bible is saying here, He dwells with you. And the good news is, He is not just there in our hearts, He is not just inside of us, but He is also someone that we can know. The Bible says you can know Him. That means you could actually build relationship with Him. There's a possibility, there's a way for us to actually be close to the Holy Spirit. I have here a picture of someone that you might know. Pero I think kilala niyo lahat siya. Do you know this guy? Okay, so do you know things about him? Ano yung powers niya? Meron siyang X-ray vision, meron siyang heat vision, he could fly, he is very strong. When you talk about his background, he's from Smallville, he's weak against kryptonite, he has a love life, Lois Lane. His front or his disguise is being a reporter. We know a lot of things about him, right? What is his earthly name? Clark Kent. Clark Kent. We know so many things about this man, this Superman. But the reality is, marami tayong alam about Superman. We can never have a relationship with Superman. You know why? Because he's just fiction. He is not a real person. Okay? Let me call on Dean. Tayo ka naman, Dean. Kilala niyo ba si Dean? We know things about Dean. We know that Dean is our campus director. We know that he's a campus missionary. We know that he is a graduate from TIP. We know that he is from Marikina. We know that he loves to play basketball. We know that this man is passionate about God. We know a lot of things about him. But the difference is, he's a real person. That means I could build relationship with him, I could get to know him, we could be friends, we can be close. Why? Because he's a real person. The point here is, a lot of times we see the Holy Spirit like a fiction, like something that is created by our imagination, not as a person. But God is pointing out here that the Holy Spirit is a person. We can connect to him, we can build relationship with him, we can be close to him because he is a person. Does it make sense? Palakpan naman natin si Dean. Thank you, Dean. The Holy Spirit is a person. Church, we have to realize this as early as now. Because unless we realize that the Holy Spirit is a God, which is a person whom we could relate to, whom we could connect to and enjoy company with, we would never experience the fullness of the advantage that God is talking about. We will never experience the benefits, the perks, or probably the merits of having the Holy Spirit inside of us. But God is saying, it is to our advantage. Because the Holy Spirit is God, because the Holy Spirit is a person. That is the reality. And maybe for some of us, it is parang, grabe, ngayon ko lang nalaman. But I'm glad that you're here. Because that means God loves you so much. Ayaw ni God na pabayaan ka that you're going out there with the wrong mindset, wrong thinking about Him and the Holy Spirit. God is now aligning us to what is right, to what is honoring before Him because He loves us so much. Now, knowing that the Holy Spirit is God and He is a person, now let's talk about the advantage that we were talking about a while ago. Why is it an advantage? Why is it that there's such great benefit in us if we have the Holy Spirit? Or better yet, let's ask the question, what is the purpose of the Holy Spirit? Why is it that God allowed us to have this? Why is it that God had to leave us so that we could have this Holy Spirit? What is He meant to accomplish in our lives? What's the purpose of the Holy Spirit? First, He confirms our relationship with God. The Holy Spirit confirms our relationship with God. The Bible says, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Church, I want you to realize that if you have accepted Christ, you are considered His children. But most of the time, we forget that. Most of the time, we are not confident of that. But the Holy Spirit confirms it. I have a picture of my friend. Sobrang close kami niyan. Okay, kilala niyo po ba yan? Body ko yan, as in ganun. Okay, close na close kami. Naniniwala po ba kayo? Okay, hindi ba tingin naniniwala? So, let's try this again. Carl, tayo ka. Carl, friends ba tayo? Naniniwala ba kayo na friends kami ni Carl? What's the difference? He confirmed it. Okay? He allowed it to be confirmed. The difference is, kay James Reed, wala namang confirmation nangyari na totoong may relationship kami, na friends kami. But when it comes to Carl, he confirmed it. Now, going back to the scripture that we were reading a while ago, the Bible is saying that through the Holy Spirit, the relationship that we have with the Father is being confirmed. That every time the Holy Spirit moves in our hearts, every time He allows us to experience His presence, God is confirming that you are my son and you are my daughter. That you are not alone, that you are not by yourself. You have a Father in heaven who loves you so much. And a lot of times we get confused because we don't allow the Holy Spirit to move in our hearts. We don't allow the Holy Spirit to remind us of our relationship with our God. No wonder God sent the Holy Spirit because He wants to affirm us that we are His children. No wonder when you look at the word helper or the parakletos, it translates to different words like comforter. Why would the Holy Spirit comfort us? Why? Because He is for us. Because He is the confirmation that our God is for us, that our God in heaven loves us. Why is He the one who is going to be the advocate for what is right? Because He is representing God as well. He is telling us that we are sons and daughters of our God. The Holy Spirit confirms our relationship with God. If you are here and you're still struggling with the thought, am I really a son, a daughter of the Lord? You have given your life to Christ and you're still doubting that. I believe God brought you here because God wants to affirm you. God wants to confirm it through the Holy Spirit. You are my son, you are my daughter, God said. And we are going to experience that through the Holy Spirit. Not only that, the Holy Spirit also transforms us to be Christ-like. The goal of Christianity, the goal of why we go to church every Sunday or probably attend Victory groups, is not for us to conform to a certain pattern or to have a lot of set of do's and don'ts. The goal is to be Christ-like, to be like Jesus, to live like Him, to live like someone who is honoring God every moment of their life. That is the goal. But the reality is, we can't. Diba? Sino sa inyo may katabi kayong mabait? Sino sa inyo may katabing kulang sa bait? Diba? So, reality is, minsan, tumatawid tayo. Mukhang minsan, ang bait-bait ko. Tapos, kinabukasan, parang kulang ka na sa bait. As much as I want to say to you that ang bait-bait ko, my wife knows. There are a lot of times na parang kulang ako sa bait. There are a lot of times that I don't fully represent Christ when it comes to my, sa ugali ko, sa how I behave myself. Hindi natin kaya. But the good news is, God gave us a way. The Bible says, in the book of Galatians, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and patience. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now we can. Without the Holy Spirit, the Bible saying we can't. Without His provision, without His guidance, without His help, we can't. But with the Holy Spirit, now we can. Because He would enable us. Ito yung prutas. And it's so interesting because the word used here in the scripture is a fruit. And fruit is something that you cannot fabricate. It just appears from the tree. Hindi mo kayang iset up yan like an experiment and voila, there's a fruit. A fruit is something that is being produced as an offspring, as a result, a direct result. The Bible is saying here, the only way to produce that fruit is through the Holy Spirit. No wonder God sent the Holy Spirit to us. No wonder He allowed Him to come into our lives so that we can have this Christ-like character, so that we could have these fruits. Yung hindi yung nabubuhay ka, lagi nalang nalalaglag yung prutas mo. Parang, ang dami kong nalalaglag na prutas ng patience, prutas ng kindness. Through the Holy Spirit, we can. The Bible also tells us in the book of John that the Counselor, another name given to the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. This is amazing because whenever we read the Word of God, especially when we are reading it for the first time, there are things that we don't understand. Do you agree? Diba, meron ba kayo nabasa sa Bible? Parang hindi ko na-gets yun ah. Parang disconnect ka. Pero, how many of you here na-experience nyo yun, tapos fast forward in the future, the next time you read it, the next time that you read it because you have a deeper relationship with God, somehow, naintindihan mo na. Somehow, it makes sense. Somehow, it relates to your situation. Nangyari na po ba sa inyo yun? And it makes you wonder, why is this happening now? Why is it that before, it did not happen? Because now, you were led by the Holy Spirit. Now, God gave you the wisdom through the Holy Spirit to understand what you are reading, what you're trying to go through. And at the same time, the Bible says, it reminds you of what He said to you. It reminds you of what the Word of God is. Maybe the Word of God, yung Bible reading mo, nakuha mo lang dyan sa PowerPoint, nadinig mo sa Victory Group mo. But God is saying here that it's the Holy Spirit that quickens it in our hearts. That even during times of battle, during times of challenges, it allows us to be reminded of the things that was said by God. When during those times that you don't have any money to buy food or even provide for your family, God would come through the Holy Spirit. He would remind you that God has great plans for you, plans to prosper you and to give you hope. And when you are probably thinking that it's so hopeless for my family to get saved, to bow down to the Lordship of Christ, the Holy Spirit would remind us and tell us that because you're serving the Lord, you and your household will be saved. During those times that you're hopeless and you're finding reason to move on, we will be reminded of the Word of God. And that's through the Holy Spirit. Because God's goal for us is to be Christ-like. And the Holy Spirit transforms us to be Christ-like every day. The more we allow the Holy Spirit to move in our hearts, the more we get transformed. The more we allow ourselves to be Christ-like. And that's the goal. No wonder God sent the Holy Spirit to us. And not only that, the Holy Spirit also empowers us to do His will. If you're gonna go back to the Old Testament, a lot of times mighty men in the Bible were used by God to do His will. But it's so amazing that before they were able to accomplish great feats or great things, God allows His Spirit to come to them first. In the book of Judges, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and then He blew a trumpet summoning the Abiezrites to follow Him. How can He summon such great crowd? Just by hinipan niya lang yung horn na yon. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord was with Him. He was able to lead a great crowd, a great multitude. In the book of Samuel, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you in power, and you, pertaining to Saul, will prophesy. How can He speak wisdom? How can He speak the thoughts of God? How? Because the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. He was able to accomplish God's will, God's bidding in that particular moment. Lastly, si Samson, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power so that he tore the lion apart with his bare hands. Can you imagine that? Such great strength he was able to possess. And it was made possible because the Holy Spirit was at work in his life. Church, I do believe that God has great plans for us. He has a will that is even beyond our imagination. But in order for us to accomplish that, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to empower us, to grant us His strength, to grant His power, so that we would be able to fulfill it. The Bible tells us that God has specific plans for all of us. He has a will for you and for me. May will si Lord sa'yo. Okay, so may will si Lord sa ating lahat. But this is a will that I believe God has for all of us. In the book of Matthew, says there, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." And how many of you here, you have been to all nations? Ba? Sa tingin nyo ba sa buong buhay nyo, makakapunta kayo sa lahat ng nations? Diba, that alone is such an impossible feat for all of us. Lalo na when God said, we are to make disciples of all nations. We are to disciple everyone. That is something that is not just difficult, it is impossible. But the good news is, He did not just ask us to do the impossible. He gave us the ability, the way on how to fulfill this great commission. Remember, this happened when Jesus was dining with His disciples before He ascended to heaven. But right after that, when He was about to go to heaven in the book of Acts chapter 1, immediately the next chapter after Matthew 28, this is His provision. It says there, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." It simply tells us that it's now possible. It's not just a command to do the impossible, it's a command with a provision to do the impossible. And that provision is through the Holy Spirit, through God Himself. Because the Holy Spirit empowers us to do His will. This is the Holy Spirit that we're trying to declare that we believe. When we say that I believe in the Holy Spirit, we're saying that this Holy Spirit, He is God. We're saying that the Holy Spirit, He is a person. We're saying that the Holy Spirit will help me have a new character, that the Holy Spirit would allow me to even grow deeper in my walk with God, that this Holy Spirit would allow me to fulfill God's plan, God's purposes in my life. This is the Holy Spirit that we believe. The question is, do you believe that as well? The question is, in your life, will you allow God to lead in your dealings? Will you yield? If there are things, if there are concerns, there are decisions that you have to make, and it feels like, parang hindi ito yung will ng Holy Spirit sa akin, hindi ito yung leading ni God sa akin. Will you concede and allow God to lead you through the Holy Spirit? Or will you stick to your ways? Because the Bible says, it is to our advantage. It is to our advantage that we have the Holy Spirit. In the scripture that we read early on, we declare that it is to our advantage that we have the Holy Spirit. Jesus said this Himself. But you know how serious God is when He said, it is to our advantage? He's so serious that He said, so that you and I could have this advantage, He decided that He would go away. And that going away is not easy. I want you to know that it's not a walk in the park. It's not something that madali lang gawin, enjoy lang. It took sacrifice on His end. The Bible says that He had to die on the cross. Yes, not just for us to have the Holy Spirit, but ultimately for us to be saved. For us to be forgiven of our sin. For us to have a relationship with our God. But as an addition, as part of the package, Bible says, with Him going away, the Holy Spirit is coming to our lives. Now the Holy Spirit can live with us. Now we can be victorious in our daily lives. My hope is that we would never go about the scripture, go about the things that God has done for us and let it go to waste. Today, I believe God brought you here because God wants to invite you to finally live out a life, yes, for God, honoring to Jesus Christ, but empowered by the Holy Spirit. I would like to invite us to pray to God. To just come to God. Lord, I invite you. Come to me. Allow your Holy Spirit to live in me. And allow that Holy Spirit to manifest and lead me from this day on. Lord, help me have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Can we all stand? Let's pray. Lord, thank you, God, for your love for us. Thank you, God, for we know that you are here. So today we ask you, allow us, God, to encounter your Holy Spirit. Allow us to just experience it in a fresh way. For some of us, hindi pa namin na-experience to, but thank you, Lord, for you would confirm it today that the Holy Spirit is dwelling inside of us. And for some of us, again, I pray that you would breathe afresh in our hearts, that we would no longer be familiar with the Holy Spirit. Lord, don't allow us, God, to just encounter your love through the Holy Spirit, Lord. Holy Spirit, we are here, Lord. Holy Spirit, we are here. We are ready to be empowered by you. Lord, we ask you that you would fill us up. We ask you that you would allow your presence, God, to be so manifest in our hearts. Holy Spirit, we invite you right now. We invite you in this place. We invite you to just be in the middle of this service, Lord. Lord, we are tired of living life, God, just relying on ourselves, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Lord, through the Holy Spirit, we ask you for that grace. If you are here and there are concerns in your life, and you just know you need to be empowered, to be led by the Holy Spirit, it may be in your family, in your work, in your school, I want to pray for you. If you're here and saying, Lord, I ask for the Holy Spirit, for His leading and His power right now, I want to pray for you. Lord, you see the hands of these people. You know exactly the situation that they're in. But I pray, Lord, that you would just move in their hearts. Lord, allow the Holy Spirit to just quicken the words, to allow the Holy Spirit to lead them back to you so that they may know what's the right thing to do and they may have the strength to do what is right before you, Lord. Lord, today we ask God, Lord, move in us, Lord, and use these people, God, that they may honor you in the things that they're dealing with and the things that they're facing right now. In Jesus' name. Maybe you're here and you just know God is convicting you because you've been ignoring the Holy Spirit for the longest time. Maybe you have just branded it already as something that is not true, not real. Or probably there are times that the Holy Spirit, you just know, is speaking into your hearts, trying to tell you to do what is right, but you simply ignored it. I believe God is here and God is giving us the opportunity to repent, to ask forgiveness and be right with the Lord. I want to lead you in a prayer. This is a time of being humble before God. If you have rejected the Holy Spirit in your life, we're going to pray. We're going to ask the Lord for forgiveness. Lord, today we pray to you in behalf of these people raising their hands. We ask forgiveness for the numerous times, God, that we ignored the Holy Spirit, for those times that we did not believe in Him, for those times that we even rejected what the Holy Spirit is trying to tell us. Lord, we repent for doing them. We are sorry, Lord. But today, as we repent, we also make a decision to be led by the Spirit starting today, that we would listen, that you would not force our way into doing things, that you would always ask God for your leading. Lord, let these hands, let these people, God, be Spirit-led and Spirit-empowered from this day on. In Jesus' name.